Hello, and welcome back to Literally Literary. If this is your first time joining us, be sure to check out our previous episodes. This is a bonus episode for Citizen Illegal, featuring the voices of EPCC students, sharing their strong lines and thoughts on the poetry collection by Jose Olivares.
Oh, hey, okay, so Citizen Illegal, so cool. Can relate to so much because even though, it's still almost like El Paso, like border town, a lot of the poems from it, you know, you get fat when you're in love is that's basically anywhere with anybody. That's what is it called? The universal language of love. Gotta love when the bill collector calls and I do not have the heart to answer. So true. You know, white folks is crazy. The funny one, then the ode to Scottie Pippen was really cool. And then I loved all the different ones of the Mexican Heaven. So they were just really, really cool. I really loved the Mexican Heaven and, but just such a cool, cool book.
So the poem that I chose from Jose Olivares' Citizen Illegal was Getting Ready to Say I Love You to My Dad, It Rains. And the strong line I chose to pick was, I killed a plant once because I gave it too much water. Lord, I worry that love is violence. My dad is silent. And our relationship is not new or clean. I killed a plant once because I didn't give it enough water. My dad and I watch TV. And I chose that line because I think it's so hard for people to, especially in Hispanic or Latin culture, how it's so hard to have a relationship with your father because they have a sort of machismo way of them and the way that they think. And that's why I chose that strong line. It's because it shows how the relationship between a son and a father isn't all sunshine and roses.
There was so much to think about when reading Citizen Illegal and all the different poems. I guess it's because you can relate so much. Well, I can relate so much living in a border town from the ode to cheese fries to, poem in which I became a Wolverine and all the Mexican Heaven ones. And then the ones that, you know, made me laugh, I Asked Jesus How I Got So White. And then from the You Get Fat When You're In Love. And then the poems talking about, you know, the scarves covering the hickeys and just all the different poems that you can relate to living in a border town. I grew up here in El Paso, Texas. So, you know, it's pretty interesting, reading these poems and relating so much.
I really like the book because as a Mexican American myself, I can relate to it and it gives everyone else an idea of what being a Mexican American can feel like and the struggle that we sometimes have with trying to blend in or balance both cultures without losing one or the other. So it was really nice, actually. And I want to thank Professor Gomez for teaching us this book and to the author, Jose, for just putting it out there.
The poem that I chose from Citizen Illegal is Boy in the Belt. My strong line is a few last sentences of the poem, which reads, when the belt meets the boy, the belt kisses boy and leaves purple lipstick. Dad understands this is an act of love. The belt doesn't know about love. The belt knows it's completed its job, and the boy hears love. I think there's a really deep meaning to this. Kind of speaks to how when growing up, you know, our parents tell us when they hit us or whatever, when they spank us, it's out of love. and then how we grow up and we associate love with abuse, love with hurt, love with pain.
My strong line is from the poem River Oaks Mall, and it says, fun fact, when you have to try to blend in, you can never blend in. Ever since I read this line, it's been stuck with me. Because it's true, like, whenever you try to hide something from someone, you make it so much more obvious. Overall, I really like the book and the poems, because I've never seen any literary work that talks about, like, Mexican-American culture. Because people is so used to teaching us, like, the regular, or I forgot the word, like the traditional literature.
My strong language will be on Mexican American disambiguation, where it says, Dos Mexicanos, my God, my family, gringos, which is a word my family calls white folks, and white folks call my parents interracial. I think this line is very accurate because it talks about how we put titles on people based on where they come from or where they live, and then we have some characteristics based on this, and then more sadly, we treat people based on these titles. We need to stop categorizing people, and I think we should start appreciating diversity. Diversity is so beautiful, and it's what it gives color to the world. I have always thought that without diversity, the world would be like a black and white movie. And at the end, we are all human beings, and we were all created with the same purpose.
Thanks for joining us on this bonus episode for Citizen Illegal by Jose Olivares. If you haven't read it, we hope we inspire you to pick up a copy and check out our past episodes featuring an interview with Jose Olivares himself. Follow us on Instagram at literallyliterary.ep and on Twitter at literallylitep.